I'm outside the Henry Wood Hall in Trinity Church Square, where there's an exhibition on today of some proposals for a major new development at 200 Great Dover Street, which is the building called Canoco House, which sits at the junction of Great Dover Street, Long Lane, Sylvester Street and Tabard Street. The building that's there at the moment is quite a low-rise office block, which has a number of occupiers, including the London School of Accountancy and USPG, which is an Anglican Church mission organisation. That building was purchased last year by the developers Helical Bar. They spent just over £8.5 million on the building, and they're now showing off their proposals to redevelop the site. They've hired the architects Lifschutz Davidson Sanderlands, who've worked on a number of other schemes in the area, including various things for Coin Street Community Builders, and also they're working on another scheme just a bit further down Borough High Street at Newington Causeway at the moment. Anyway, what they're proposing is two new buildings. The smaller one is a seven-storey office block, and then on the Sylvester Street, Tabard Street side, a larger building, part 14, part 19 storeys, which will be student accommodation, and that will have between 300 and 350 rooms. As usual with these things, they're talking about transforming the public realm and looking at opportunities to create a new public space between their building and St George the Martyr Church on the other side. Anyway, it's well worth checking out the exhibition. Oh, the other thing to mention is that the tower is perhaps a little bit less tall than people might have been led to believe from some of the early reports. It's going to be a good 20 metres shorter than the Empire Square Tower, but still a much more substantial structure than what's there at the moment. Anyway, if you want to find out more, the exhibition is on today, that's Thursday the 19th of March, until 9 o'clock this evening at the Henry Wood Hall in Trinity Church Square. If you're in the area, it's well worth coming along and finding out more about what they're planning. The idea is that they'll submit a full planning application towards the end of April, and if it all goes smoothly through the planning process, then work will start sometime in the second half of 2011. There'll be a full write-up on the London SE1 website a bit later on as well, where you'll be able to find out a bit more about what's being planned.